You're listening to the Iconic Leader Podcast with Sarah Plowman, episode 26. Welcome to the Iconic Leader Podcast. I'm your host, life and business coach, Sarah Plowman, here to help you embrace your icon status while getting rich with ease and style. Let's fucking go. Hello, icons. I am sitting in my office looking up at the most blue sky, but I am all bundled up because it is back in the 30s here in Philadelphia. After a week last week that truly felt like summer, I took my kids for a bike ride. We got the bikes out for the season, put air in the tires. We went for about a 15-minute bike ride, and my 8-year-old was in a t-shirt and shorts, because as he loves to remind me, he is Norwegian. So he thinks that he does not ever get cold and that he doesn't need to wear a coat. So he's like, I'm Norwegian. I'm going to wear a t-shirt and shorts. And it was pretty warm. But after our quick bike ride, he comes back home and he's like, I hate summer. I was like, buddy, we got a long way to go before summer. Anyway, it's freezing here today, but I am so excited because I am going to Miami in 2 weeks. So I'm looking forward to the sun and the warmth. I've never been to Miami, but I hear it's absolute paradise. I am going for the Life Coach School Coachathon. So if any of you who are listening are going to be there, I hope you will come up and say hi to me. I cannot wait to give you a hug and meet you. Say hi. I'm such a sucker for in-person events with the Life Coach School. I just can't say no. So I will be there, and I'll either be there getting coached that day or on the rooftop pool deck of my hotel. So I am really looking forward to that trip and hope you'll come see me if you will also be in town. I also wanted to take a moment to celebrate with you all and thank you, because this podcast has been downloaded 2,500 times since I started it 26 episodes ago. And that just means the world to me. So thank you so much for being here, for listening. I've shared with you in the past that for reasons that are even beyond me, recording this podcast feels exceptionally vulnerable. And I've had to work through a lot of mind drama, and still do sometimes. I've had to tap into some real deep courage to continue showing up and recording it, which is funny because I love doing it, but it also just feels very scary to my nervous system. And yet here we are. I keep showing up, you keep showing up, and I just want to say thank you for being here with me and for showing up for yourself and for listening and for applying what you're listening to help you create results in your business. It is such an honor and a privilege that this is my job. This is what I get to do. And I couldn't be more happy to be here with you all. So let's dive into episode 26, shall we? This episode is for you if you are ready to take your clarity of who you're talking to internally, like in your own mind. You want to take that clarity to the next level, and then you want that clarity reflected in your content. So in your Instagram captions, in your posts, in your landing pages. Okay, so this is for you if you want to take your clarity in your mind about your audience, what you're talking to them about, who you're talking to the next level, and have that reflected not just energetically, but in your actual copy that you're writing. This clarity is so important because if you are clear, then your audience will be clear. And when your audience is clear on if your work is for them and what problems your work helps them solve, they will be so much faster to buy. Okay. So this is going to, one, make you suffer less, like get out of confusion. So you're going to feel better because you're going to know exactly like who you're talking to and what you're talking to them about, which feels better, right? And then secondly, it's going to help you make so much more money and faster, because confused people don't buy. But people who are really clear on who they are, what they want, who you are, what you help them with, they buy, and they buy quickly. So this is going to help you feel better. It's going to help you make more money. Sound good? Yes, I think so. And before we get into the actual strategy piece, let's talk about why you aren't in clarity right now. Why if you're not in clarity, are you in confusion? And how to get out of that confusion. So the first thing I want to tell you, and this is from being a human with a human brain for my whole life, and also coaching so many coaches on this topic at all different income levels, like coaches who are first starting off, all the way to coaches who are making multiple six, working on their first seven figures. I see this over and over and over again. You are not really confused about who you're talking to or what you want to help them with. But the confusion is protecting you from rejection. Because if you are honest with yourself about who you help and what you help them with, you are putting yourself in a position to possibly be rejected. The other thing that it will bring up for you is this sense of like, well, who the fuck am I? Who the fuck am I to be helping somebody with that? And, you know, we're going to get meta here for a minute because I'm going to give you a framework, like a master equation for you to follow when you're creating your copy. And I had to go through this work myself to be able, I had to go through this energetic work myself to be able to help my clients strategically in this way. I had to acknowledge this is who I want to help and this is what I want to help them with. But as soon as I acknowledged that for myself, this doubt came up. Like, well, who the fuck are you, Sarah? And what if it's not good enough? And what if they don't agree with you on your feedback for their copy? Or what if they don't think that your framework or your equation for how to create a post is good enough? Or what if it doesn't work for them, right? Like, who do you think you are to be claiming yourself as an expert in this area? I have always had those thoughts come up. And I'm sure 100% of you who are listening can relate to this on some level. But the reason that I've created so much success in such a short period of time is because I let that bubble up inside of me and then I answer back. I'm Sarah. I am Sarah fucking Plowman and I have something to offer. I have something to offer and the people who get it will get it and the people who don't won't. And that's okay. I'm going to be okay either way, but I'm not going to slow myself down or stop myself from taking that next step from helping my clients in this next way. So I had to let all of that fear and doubt of who the fuck do you think you are be there and then be courageous and take action anyway, which is exactly what I'm asking you to do in your content. I am asking you to get really clear, to choose to step out of confusion and get really clear talking about who you help and what problem you help them solve, and allow all of that fear to bubble up. Allow that fear of rejection or that nasty voice inside of you that's like, who do you think you are? Why do you think you're an expert? Why do you think you can help? And answer back. Answer back with the reasons why. Remind yourself who you are. Because so many of us will step out of empowerment in that moment. We'll just let those questions bubble up inside of our hearts and our brains, and we won't answer them. We don't talk back to that voice. We don't then empower ourselves and remind ourselves who we are. And so we just stagnate there. We get stuck in confusion. And when we're stuck in confusion, our audience is stuck in confusion. So this is the energetics of creating really clear content for your audience. You have to be honest with yourself about what the purpose of this post, this landing page, whatever the piece of content is, what is the purpose of it and who is it for? And just sit with the answer for a moment. However that triggers you, whatever that elicits from you, whatever emotion comes bubbling up from that answer, slow down there and let yourself be with that. Experience that emotion and just be honest with yourself about who it's for. The other thing that I notice a lot of coaches do in this moment is they will answer based on who they're already working with and what things they're already coaching on. And I just want you to pause here and get curious. Is that the same thing Is it the same person? Like who you've been coaching and what you've been coaching them on, is that the same thing? Is it the same person as who you want to call in moving forward? I can point to many times in my business where the answer was yes, but also many times when the answer was no. No, I am shifting away from who I've been calling in. I'm shifting away from what I've been talking about. And now I need to talk to this person who maybe doesn't exist in my world yet. Like I don't actually work with this person yet, but I need to think about them and what their problems are and what they need help with right now. And I need to start talking directly to them, even if that's not who I've been helping or what I have been, who I've been calling in or what I've been talking about up to this point. And that takes a lot of courage too, right? Because it's this vibe of I'm going to walk away from something good to make way for something great. But it's always worth it. Whenever you bet on yourself and you allow yourself to make decisions in your business from a place of desire, you win every single time. And I have taken this leap of faith so many times in my business, and I've seen so many of my clients do it too, when maybe what they're doing doesn't make sense to the outside world, or they're leaving behind something that was really working, but it's no longer in alignment, or they know it's not going to get them to the next income level or to the next level of like what is fulfilling and what feels fun and in alignment for them. And every time we bet on ourselves, every time we honor what we want and we follow through with action that's in alignment with our desire, we win every single time. So now we have created clarity on who we want to talk to, who we want to call in, and what we want to help them with, just in a big picture way, right? We are honest with ourselves about what that is. We've processed any emotion that decision has triggered, and now we're ready to sit down and actually create the content. So here are the series of questions that I want you to answer as you're creating content, and I want you to just let the answers be simple, let the answers be easy, and I above all want you to let the answers be in plain English or whatever language you create content in. And what I mean by that is not coach speaky. That is the number one thing that I see and edit out of my clients' content is fluffy coach language that doesn't actually mean anything to your ideal client. So as you're answering these questions, as these prompts that I'm going to give you, you're filling in the blanks, I want you to think about your ideal client home on the couch right now and what they are thinking in their heads. Like what are the sentences that they are saying to themselves? What is the language that they are using? And that's the language that you want to use. A lot of coaches will go into coach speak because they're trying to differentiate themselves, right? We tend to think that making something sound more complicated or more flowery or more just out there is going to make us like somehow if we can just like maybe seem smarter, if we can confuse our audiences, then they'll think we really know what we're talking about or it must be really special. No, you're just confusing them and causing them to move on to the next coach because they are having to work way too hard to decode what it is you're saying. And if you're making your audience have to work to figure out if your work is for them and how it can help them, they are moving on. You have already lost them. But when they read your content and they immediately recognize themselves in who you're talking to, and they immediately recognize their problem and see the solution that you're presenting, you will stop them in their tracks and it will be a no-brainer to buy from you. So let's break that down. How do we create that experience for people who are reading your content? The first thing you want to do is get clear for yourself. Who is this for? Whether it's a landing page, a post, a caption, who is this for? And what is the exact problem that this piece of copy is addressing or solving? Okay, who is this for? And what's the exact problem this piece of copy is solving? You might not have that explicitly written in at the beginning of the post, but at least you know that. You want to have that clarity. I offer in my programs, we have a strategy call every week and my clients bring copy for me to edit. And that's always the first question I ask them. Who is this for and what's the exact problem this masterclass is solving? And when people first start working with me, it's really incredible how they don't know, like they haven't even thought of that, but I train them how to think in this way, right? So they're thinking about their audience and does every sentence that comes next support who this is for and what problem I'm solving? And it makes for very cohesive, compelling copy. So now you're out of confusion. You know who this is for. You know the problem it's solving. So now I'm going to go into this master equation that I want you to fill out as you are creating your copy. And it's four main questions. And I'm going to start the question and then there's going to be fill in the blank. So you're going to fill in the blank for these four main sections. And when you have these four main sections filled out, you will have copy that compels your people to buy. The first part of the equation is directed at your potential client, obviously, and it's you're not or you don't have blank, okay? So you're not or you don't have blank, and blank is their desire. What we're doing in this portion of the content is we are helping them see where they are and where they want to be. There's a gap between where they are and where they want to be. They might be aware of this gap. They might not be aware of this gap, but you educating them and creating awareness around that gap is actually what's going to compel them to buy when they have awareness of like, oh, here's where I am right now. Yep, she is totally talking about me in this content. He is totally talking about me. This is describing me to a T. And that's not where I want to be. I want to be over here. I'm at point A. I want to get to point B. That's what we're doing right now. We're helping them create awareness of their problem, of their gap, and then we are presenting the solution by working with us. Okay, so the first part is you're not or you don't have, and then insert their desire here, whatever that desire is. The second part is why they're not where they want to be. Okay, so you're not, you don't have blank because you are or are not blank. Right? So now we're going to help them create awareness of why they are where they are. This is also where you want to add a couple of sentences to really describe to them what it's like to be where they are. So you're telling them this is where you are, and then you're saying this is how you know this is where you are, right? This is the part of the copy where when they read it, they're like, how did she know? Is she in my head? Like, yes, she is literally describing me. So I did a landing page for my program last month when I was in my launch for Iconic Coach. And I wanted my clients who are reading this, my future clients, to identify themselves with this person. So I started off saying, you know, you're a great coach, your clients love you and they get results, but you're struggling to communicate the power of your work on Instagram in a way that feels authentic and creates consistent consults, clients, and cash, right? So they're like, oh yeah, that is me. I do know I'm a great coach and yet I'm under earning. And I didn't just stop there. I then go on to describe to them a little bit more what happens to them when they're in that place. So I go on to say you end up in a vicious cycle of feeling rejected and discouraged, lowering your prices every time you get a no, shaming yourself for changing your offer again, and making fewer offers and less money. Okay, so this is the exact problem that so many of the coaches that I work with inside Iconic Coach face. They know they're a great coach, they're showing up, they're doing the things, but every time they get a no, they feel rejected and they think, oh, my prices must be too high. So they lower their prices and then they end up feeling bad about lowering their prices, like they're devaluing themselves and they make less money. So when I have a potential client read this, they're like, that is exactly, Sarah knows exactly where I am. She just described to a T what I'm going through. She gets it. So let's recap what we've done so far. We have explained to them, you're not or you don't have, fill in the blank, because you are or are not, fill in the blank. And then the next part is, I'm going to help you fill in the blank. So in the example that I'm sharing from my landing page, I'm going to help you stop under earning. I'm going to help you stop lowering your prices so that you earn what you know you're capable of earning, right? And do you see how that doesn't have to be complicated and it's in their language? It's not, I'm going to help you. I can't even think of it. Like this flowery coach, like I'm going to help you thrive and feel worthy of creating what you know you're able to manifest. No, like my people want to stop under earning and make the money that they know they're capable of making because they know they're a good coach. So I'm just going to say it to them directly in language that I know that they use. Okay. So I tell them directly what I'm going to help you do, create, right? I'm going to help you fill in the blank. And then the next line, the next section is so that you can create or have blank. So I'm going to help you really embody what you teach. I'm going to help you stop lowering your prices every time you get a no. I'm going to help you say your new price out loud, even if your voice is shaking, right? Really specific, detailed things that I'm going to help them with so that you can stop under earning and be flush with cash so that you can finally hit that 100K goal that you have so that you can make your first $500,000, so that you can have your first $1 million year, right? And then finally, I follow that up with my call to action. So what I want them to do next. Obviously, you can add some nuance and some flourish to this, take it and make it your own. But this is the basic equation that is going to help you create really clear and compelling content so that people want to buy from you. You're not, or you don't have blank. You're going to insert what they want, their desire there, because you are or you are not. And then describe to them, like, what does it look like to be where they are right now? And why are they there? What is their problem? Next, you're going to tell them what you're going to help them do, right? How you're going to help them solve their problem so that, and this is number four, so that they can create or have. And then you're going to fill in that blank, whatever their desire is. We're going to keep this simple. We're going to use the language that they are using. I want you to think about the last person that came to a consult with you and the words that they were actually using, or the words that you use with yourself when you're sitting at home working through this, you know, that you embody. What is the straightforward, plain language that you're using? And you're going to use that language when you write this copy. If it feels wobbly or weird to write copy in this way, if it feels too easy or too simple, or if it feels hard because it's easy or simple, that's okay. I want you to just make yourself practice, right? It's whenever we do things in a new way, it's going to feel wobbly, but learning how to communicate very clearly and simply is a skill that is worthwhile. I was helping one of my multi-six-figure clients with this recently, and we had just finished a round of edits. We had used this equation, and she went back and reorganized and rewrote some of her content. And her very next message to me in Voxer was, "Oh my God, Sarah, I need to raise my prices." And she didn't change any of the features of the program. She just got really clear on who it was for and what she was going to help them with. And once she had that clarity, she saw how juicy and valuable the program was. And she immediately was like, "This, I need to charge more for this." Okay. So you're going to have that experience. You're going to feel so much more powerful standing behind the work that you offer, the solution that you offer to your clients. And it's going to be perceived as so much more valuable to your audience because they know that you know what's going on for them, you know what their problem is, and you have the solution. And they can feel your confidence in that, and they have confidence in it. They're like, "This is an energetic match for me. She gets it. She knows where I am. He or she knows where I am, and they know exactly how to help me get to where I want to go. And I have this awareness now of exactly what my problem is, and I've found a solution." And that just feels so good. I want you to think about the last purchase that you made in your coaching business when you were like, "Okay, here's where I am in my coaching business, but here's where I want to get to. And this is the coach I'm going to hire that's going to help me create that result." Like how amazing that feels. It's the best feeling. And that's the feeling you're going to help create for your clients. And then of course you go on to give them an absolutely phenomenal experience inside your coaching containers. So this is your homework for today. I want you to use this framework today and go create a piece of content. Make sure that you have a very clear call to action at the end. Tell them exactly what you want them to do next and speak directly to the person who wants to do that action. So drop the word if. This is not like, if you want this, if this sounds good to you. I want you to show up talking to the person who's reading this and is like, this is a no-brainer. You should hire me. Come book a call with me. I will help you, and then reiterate the result. I want you to feel empowered and confident in that call to action, because people want to pay and invest their money with confident, empowered people. Okay. So be that person, be that leader, be that embodied leader who is inspiring people to show up, bet on themselves in a big way, and get to work with you. All right. So go create that piece of content, have so much fun, and then come and shoot me a DM. Let me know how it goes. And I will see you guys next week. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and you're ready to apply what you've learned to create mind-blowing results in your life and business, it's time to apply for private mentorship. You can do this in one of two ways. Come see me on Instagram at Sarah Plowman Coaching, or go to my website, www.sarahplowmancoaching.com, and apply for private coaching with me. I will see you there.